Guitarist Jordan Dodson is there. Deborah Lou Harder is hosting.
Yes, Jack, thank you. It is time for a live performance from our performance studio here at WRTI 90.1, and I'm very pleased to welcome Jordan Dodson. He's a classical guitarist, an astral artist. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And American Public Media's performance today calls you one of the top guitarists of your generation, so we're very excited to have you here. You're bringing a very generous and varied program. I know people would love to hear you play, so let's get started with music right away. I hear you're going to start with A Touch of Brazil.
That's right. This is a piece by the Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. He wrote lots of legendary bossa nova songs like Girl from Ipanema and The Waters of March and, you know, literally dozens of others. And this one is called A Felicidade, which is Portuguese for happiness.
Happiness.
Thank you.
Terrific. If you're just joining us, we're here in the WRTI performance studio with classical guitarist Jordan Dodson, and he's just performed A Felicidade by Antonio Carlos Jobim. That was really terrific. So many colors you get out of your instrument, including almost got a rock sound in an interlude there in the middle.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how how the arranger used that idea of rock music maybe in that arrangement. The arranger was the French guitarist and composer Roland Dienz, and it's not a traditional take on the bossa nova mm-hmm. to have those sort of rock chords or some of that hard-hitting percussive sound in certain sections. But it does bring a new flavor to a classic bossa nova piece.
Well, speaking of rock, you started out as an electric guitarist and you had your own rock band. What in the world happened to make you switch from rock music to classical guitar?
Yeah, that's right. I started electric guitar when I was about 10 and started playing in bands pretty soon after. And I had a guitar teacher who I was very close to. Mm-hmm. And he taught me a pretty wide variety of music. So there was rock, there was jazz, and a little bit of classical. And eventually, by about age 15 or so, he decided that he had taught me all that he could with rock and blues and jazz and all of those styles. And he said, if you want to continue, let's do classical. And I said, sure, let's do it. So once I started really practicing a lot of classical guitar, and once I got a classical guitar at age 15, I just fell in love with all of the harmonic possibilities and some of the experimental music that you can play. And it was kind of a key to the past as well, because I started mm-hmm. playing Bach pretty soon thereafter, and that was like a whole new world. So.
And then you became one of only two students accepted to the Curtis Institute to inaugurate the classical guitar program there. That must have been exciting.
Yeah.
To be in that first class.
Yeah, that was a very exciting time, you know. I think the school was excited to have a guitar program. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a new program for any instrument, but it was the guitar, which I think presented a lot of interesting possibilities. There's a lot of contemporary music for the guitar, and the guitar has a great repertoire anyway. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, you mentioned J.S. Bach, and I think next on our program you're going to play another Baroque piece by Domenico Scarlatti.
That's right, yeah. This is a sonata originally for the harpsichord, I guess, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been harpsichord.
Yeah. I knew it was some keyboard. But yeah, sonata for harpsichord. This is sonata K322.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So beautiful. And that was classical guitarist Jordan Dodson in a sonata by Domenico Scarlatti. It seems that the guitar is so well suited to many different styles of music, and the Baroque era, which you just performed, is very important. And is that because of the lute tradition that then changed to guitar around that
era?
Yeah,
so the lute was a very important instrument in the Baroque era. And actually, there was the simultaneous evolution going, where there was the lute on one side, which was a very respected and courtly instrument, and composers like Bach composed for the lute, and Weiss, and plenty of others. And then there was also a Spanish instrument called the vihuela, which was more of a folk instrument. There was a famous quote of some composer saying, "Any old stable boy can strum the vihuela." very disparaging. But eventually those two traditions, they didn't really combine into forming the modern guitar, because the lute is still alive and well. And you can still go to lute recitals and see all that. But the guitar did emerge from the vihuela tradition, and then it sort of co-opted the lute's repertoire as well. So we consider the lute's repertoire our repertoire also.
That's so interesting. And at the other end of the spectrum from Baroque, you are passionate about contemporary music. Is there something about the guitar that lends itself particularly well to modern music?
I think so. Well, for one thing, if you're playing a crazy, chaotic contemporary music piece, you know, the guitar's tone is just a very welcoming, warm tone. So you won't be scared away by the tonality of the instrument. But what I think is most interesting is, in this country at least, and plenty of other places in the West and in the whole world, actually, the guitar is a very familiar instrument to people. And so the guitar is not going to scare anyone off, and it's familiar, like I said, and people will give you 5 minutes if they see a guitar. Not to disparage any other instruments, but if you tell an audience who isn't quote-unquote initiated into the classical music scene, and you march out a, you know, a trumpet player, and you say you're going to perform a 21st century piece, they might be a little apprehensive. Now, they shouldn't be, but they might be, and understandably, I guess. But if you put a guitar in front of them, they will give you 5 minutes. They'll say, "All right, let's see what you got."
That's right. They've heard James Taylor play his guitar and, and Jordan Dodson.
Tell us
a little bit about the next composer you're going to. She's modern. She's a living composer.
Yeah, so this next composer is Nicole Murphy, who I met back in 2014. And she's a brilliant young Australian composer. She's living in Australia. And I met her in Norfolk, actually, at the Norfolk Contemporary Music Workshop, I guess is what it's called. It's a part of the bigger Norfolk Chamber Music Series in the summer. And there was this special session where they invited maybe five or six composers to write chamber music for the guitar. And so I played a really great guitar duo that she wrote for two classical guitars. And it sounded something like, I don't know if you know the Mahavishnu Orchestra, which there's this great electric guitarist named John McLaughlin, who in the 60s, he played all this jazz fusion, and it was kind of rock, but kind of jazz and kind of Indian classical music at the same time. And that was like a whole scene. And then I hadn't really heard music like that for years. And then I play this duo, and there's strains, like unmistakable strains of Mahavishnu Orchestra. I thought it was hilarious and great and awesome music. And then she wrote another piece for electric guitar plus chamber ensemble, like five or six players maybe, like bass, piano, and percussion, etc. And it just had this really interesting harmonic color to it. And this sort of driving force that I just, I found very appealing. So anyway, a few years later, I thought she would write a great solo classical guitar piece. So I asked her to write one. And she wrote this kind of short, it's about 3 minutes, this short piece called Divulsion.
Wonderful. Very interesting. Yeah. So many gorgeous colors in that piece as well, and definitely an Indian music sound.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And we just heard Jordan Dodson here in the WRTI 90.1 performance studio in music of Nicole Murphy, Divulsion. The range of effects that you get on your instrument, is that affected by the guitar itself? And can you tell us a little bit about that beautiful instrument that you're playing?
Sure, yeah. So this is actually not my guitar.
Okay.
I play a great guitar by the luthier Gary Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with a composer a few days ago, and he wrote this part in the score where you're supposed to activate a harmonic by pressing down the harmonic with your left hand on the string, and you hit the back of the guitar with your knuckle. And we couldn't quite get the right sound, and so I just kept trying it, and I hit it way too hard, and a giant crack opened up in
the
back. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
It was really unfortunate. So I just had to drive out to New Jersey a couple of days ago. I dropped off the guitar to Gary to fix, and he gave me this Loner guitar, which mm-hmm. is one that he had made maybe a few months ago, so it's a very brand new guitar, but I love it. I think this instrument is awesome. So I'm really happy to be playing it, but, you know, just you got to be careful with these crazy effects.
Yes, I think guitarists are particularly attached to their instruments and, you know, as evidenced by many guys' guitar collections.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm one of them. I amassed a huge collection of electric guitars all throughout high school and college.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah.
Now, to round out the program, you've spoken very reverentially about Roland Dienz, the French guitarist and composer who passed away just a couple of years ago. What made Dienz such an important influence to you?
Yeah, he was an important influence to me and many others in the classical guitar community, because Dienz was not just a great player, which he was, but he was an outstanding composer, and he would draw on many different styles. So he would take jazz, which he once called jazz America's greatest contribution to the world.
Mm.
He loved jazz, and he has tons and tons of pretty much straight-ahead jazz arrangements. But he also used that in his own compositions, and he would obviously use classical music, and he would use some Middle Eastern influences, and he himself was born in Tunisia.
Okay.
Moved to France later. So his music just brilliantly and organically made all of these styles coalesce together in a very attractive way. And he was a great improviser, and he started all of his programs off, all of his solo programs, with an improvisation. Mm. He was kind of superstitious in that mm-hmm. way. He thought okay. every program had to have an improvisation. And some of that looseness and flexibility and searching quality that you might find in an improvisation found its way into his compositions. And it's just, every piece is like its own little musical world, and studying his scores is just so gratifying.
Oh, we can't wait to hear you play some Roland Dienz. And what will you be performing by him?
So I'm going to play the third movement of a piece from 1986. The piece is called Libre Sonatine.
Okay.
And this movement is called Fuoco. Thank you.
Oh, that was fabulous. And that was classical guitarist Jordan Dodson. He's an astral artist in music of Roland Dienz. That was really incredible. I know you have a very busy concert schedule. You just got back from the West Coast. But if our listeners would like to hear you locally, I know you've got a concert coming up at the College of Physicians on May 21st.
That's right. That's a solo concert.
And a little bit before that, you'll be performing at a restaurant. Tell us about that with Astral.
Through Astral Artists. Mm-hmm. That's an unusual one. But the restaurant is Abe Fisher, which mm-hmm. is on Sansom and 15th, 16th maybe. And I'm playing a duo recital with Christine Lamprea, who is a great cello player. And we're doing all Spanish music that is inspired, at least in part, by the Jewish diaspora.
So okay.
There will be food that's matched with the music, and the food has a Jewish hint to it, also mm-hmm. Spanish, and the music will complement that.
And if people want to find out more, they can go to your website.
Yeah, that's right. They can visit my website at jordandotson.net.
And also Astral Artists' website as well.
And Astral Artists.
Oh, thank you so much, Jordan, for being here. It was a true pleasure
thank you
to
so
hear
much.
You play.
Thank you very much.
And good best of luck in the future.
Thanks.